In the 1930s, a group of cowboys in southeastern Montana wanted to preserve the ranch history they saw slowly vanishing. What resulted is a unique museum with many of their ranch brands on the walls. We'll go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the late 1930s, a group of cowboys decided they needed to create a place to preserve the early ranching history of the range around Miles City, Montana. Soon, a group of as many as 400 people were at work creating the place you'll find today.
There was a gentleman in Wisdom, Montana, who said, "I'll donate the logs." And when you see the building in there and see how many logs are in that, the gentleman that sent them is crazy.
But crazy in a good way, says Bunny Miller, the curator of what is today the Range Riders Museum in Miles City, Montana. The ranchers had a unique way to use those logs and their cattle brands to raise money for the museum that traces their history.
They burned their brand on the log and paid $25. That money was used to pay the artisan to build the building. And there were 380 brands in here to begin with.
Part of this museum is a memorial hall that recognizes the early ranchers, men and women that rode the open range within 150 miles of here.
Many people walk into this memorial hall, and because of all of that, they're kind of taken aback. It's really humbling. So that's one thing I always like to tell them about. Look at, these are the people that settled our area.
There are about 800 people currently recognized on these walls, and you can find their personal histories as well. Another draw is a collection with quite a backstory.
We also had a gentleman in town here who was a mechanic by trade, and he liked to collect guns. And after the war, if you were down on your luck, but you needed to have your tractor fixed, but you didn't have any money, he'd trade them for a gun.
The collection of over 400 firearms is now here. There's just about anything and everything tied to ranching history at this museum, the gun by cowboys who didn't want their traditions to vanish from people's memories. Traveling the countryside in Miles City, Montana, I'm Andrew McRae.